Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot strikes out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball four. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Shock applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Mayer reaches third base with a triple. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayer. Dickshott moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mayer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullen Bynes scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Swift and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine is hit by the pitch. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell throws to second for one, and Michaels throws back to first, with Humphries covering, and Humphries drops the ball. Cullenbine scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mayer hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtright pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-3 in the game. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schock moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buck Ross now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Cuccinello scores. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Bill Nagel pinch hits for Buck Ross. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. Joe Haynes pinch runs for Bill Nagel. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Haynes moves to second. Hal Neuhauser now pitching. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Neuhauser. Michaels scores. Haynes moves to third. Moses moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.